For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This comes to us from Esquire magazine. Afghanistan changed the equation. With special ops leading the charge, longer missions and constant night fighting brought soldier fatigue to new heights, and 5 milligrams of dexedrine wouldn't cut it anymore. They doubled the dose to 10 milligrams, but that only deepened the problem. Sure, they stayed awake longer, but they also suffered more. The headaches became like tympani, the nausea debilitating. Sometimes after a major operation, they couldn't even eat for a day. It was clearly time for a better pill, but no one knew which one until they discovered modafinil, a stay-awake drug of epic proportion. It has already been approved by the FDA as a treatment for narcolepsy. It's marketed in the U.S. as Provigil, and psychiatrists are prescribing it for attention deficit disorder and depression. A growing number of career-obsessed overachievers have even begun popping the pills recreationally. But unlike speed, it doesn't get you high or deliver euphoria. And aside from the increased productivity, it isn't especially fun. It simply keeps you awake. In the beginning, there was speed, cheap speed. And when civilians complained that it was wrong and dangerous to juice the troops with amphetamines, when news reporters criticized the practice, well, nobody paid any attention to that nonsense. A man who has never spent 14 hours in the enemy sky, who has never had to land a B-1 on a rough-hewn dust strip in the Persian Gulf at 4 a.m. without lights. A man who has never had to dig his nails into his cheek to stave off fatigue in the face of incoming fire. Well, this is not a man whose opinion on warfare counts. The men who did count took speed, and they were thankful for it. Next up, a little editorial. It was, in the beginning, dexedrines, whites, pep pills, uppers. And yes, there were some truckers strung out driving down the highway, and young kids were using it to stay up and study and do other late-night things. But there were no methamphetamine labs out in the country. Our prisons did not contain tens of thousands of speed users. We did not supplement the incomes of murderous gangs in Colombia, Mexico, and the United States. We did not endure the tainted methamphetamine loosed upon our streets, manufactured by untrained chemists using substandard equipment and materials. With every turn of the screw, we find the drug warship further from salvation, rationale, and ever closer to the shoals of disease, despair, death, and destruction. Our current drug war policy makes not one iota of sense. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.